WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
It's been a couple of months since David Cronenberg's movie Naked Lunch opened. The movie's about the life and writings of William Burroughs, but it's taken until now for the soundtrack album to come out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he likes the music as much as he liked the movie.
That's Ornette Coleman on the soundtrack album to Naked Lunch. You might have read good things about the movie, which is a great mix of literary biography and junky science fiction, but reviewers haven't said enough about the music. The score, by Howard Shore, may make better use of a jazz soloist than any film since 1965's Mickey 1, which had Stan Getz blowing on Eddie Sauter charts. The Naked Lunch music follows a similar plan. Put a great saxophonist in front of a loose orchestral backdrop and let him go. Coleman's pleading sound and the way he works so many variations on a few basic materials, mostly his own favorite licks and one or two of Charlie Parker's, matches David Cronenberg's twitching variations on twisted images. Ornette's kind of crackpot bebop fits the movie's hallucinated version of 50s boho New York. This is the way jazz then would sound to folks who shoot up bug powder. Howard Shore picked Ornette Coleman as a soloist because of the film's setting, which drifts between claustrophobic New York and a claustrophobic vision of North Africa. Ornette came up listening to Charlie Parker's alto playing, and he's recorded with Jijuka musicians in Morocco. He slips between worlds the way Peter Weller's Bill Lee does in the film. The Naked Lunch soundtrack includes Ornette Coleman's first trio recordings in 25 years. It's his first record of any kind in almost four. Howard Shore says Coleman set out to play his version of Charlie Parker here, but he still sounds just like Ornette. He's got an excellent rhythm section, too. Barr Phillips on bass, and son and alter ego Denardo Coleman on drums. For contractual reasons, and over Howard Shore's protests, Ornette Coleman gets no mention in the movie's opening credits, even though he plays behind them. Happily, the CD's credits are equitable. Even allowing for the filler and redundancy you find on any soundtrack album, and a few tracks Ornette doesn't play on, you can think of Naked Lunch as the new Ornette Coleman record. A really good Ornette Coleman record.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York City. He reviewed the soundtrack album from Naked Lunch on the Milan label.